Вариант 4. Задание 2. Now we're ready to start. Speaker A.
You won't love every class you take, but you often can't avoid those boring subjects. If you have to study a dull subject, you can be distracted. If you think a subject is boring or difficult for you to learn, you may struggle more with it. Another strategy is to think about ways the boring subject could apply to something that does interest you. For example, a physics concept might help improve your aim in sports.
Speaker B. I want to become a psychologist, and it's really a pity that this science isn't taught at school. Humans are not just biological creatures, they're social creatures as well. To fully understand how humans behave as they do, and why they behave as they do, I've enrolled in social science courses. Besides, to be a good psychologist, it is essential to learn how to communicate effectively, both when speaking and writing. Speaker C.
Art classes at school may be one of the least respected subjects for a variety of reasons. I disagree. Studying art at school offers a great variety of other benefits for students. Examining art gives the student a chance to learn how to critically think about something. By watching and studying art, a student's own creative impulses may begin to flow.
Speaker D. My favorite subject at school is biology. Biology is the study of life. Though biology is a difficult subject for many students, there are special resources that can help a student through hard concepts such as genetics or cellular biology. Speaker E. We always take part in our school projects. It's so great. Teachers and instructors of all grade levels are set to assign projects to stimulate learning in their students. They really help boost creativity, knowledge on a subject, and future learning. I usually prepare for the project before beginning it. Sometimes I ask for help, and it's important to approach it in steps. Complete the task and check your answers.